and welcome back to Biblia Radio. I'm your host, Isabel Rue. Biblia Radio is a segment where WJCU brings you library news and exciting new events taking place at the Heights Libraries. All events and services are open to everyone and free of cost. On August 20th, the Picar Park Comic Book Fest will return to Coventry Village for its seventh year. Since 2015, this free festival has honored the legacy of the legendary late graphic novelist and Cleveland Heights resident Harvey Picar by offering arts and comics-themed activities for visitors of all ages. So this week I sat down with Suzanne DeGaetano of Max Back's Books on Coventry to learn more about what's in store for this year's fest. But first, a little history.
Well, we had dedicated the park at the corner of Coventry and Euclid Heights to Harvey Picar, and we wanted to kind of build an event around the space and also to honor his memory. Harvey Picar was an innovator of the graphic novel form and true life comics. And in the days that he was doing his American Splendor, it was really groundbreaking. At that time, Art Spiegelman had published Mouse. And so that was one of the very first graphic novels in the field that was based on true stories, historical facts. And so Harvey was fascinated, you know, with that storytelling. And so he really created something special with American Splendor. It was American Splendor from off the streets of Cleveland. And every year there'd be a different comic and it would be stories and he would find people to illustrate them. And a lot of his stories took place in this neighborhood. So we really wanted to find a way to honor that, and this seemed like a good way to do it.
As part of this year's celebration, Suzanne and her team at Max Back's will present a special event for the more serious comics fans through a panel called Current Trends in Comics. The panel will highlight locally and nationally acclaimed writers and illustrators who, in the tradition of innovators like Spiegelman and Picar, are telling important true life stories and histories in cartoons, graphic novels, and other visual storytelling formats.
Now, our first panel is Ron Hill is going to be here, and he's done political cartoons for decades. And his political cartoons are featured in several area newspapers. And it's sort of like, I guess with the internet, it's almost like a dying art kind of that he has, you know, maintained. It's certainly relevant. And he has a new book that he started during the pandemic, and it was cartoons, political cartoons, reflecting on not only life during the pandemic, but also all the political stuff that was going on at the time.
Next up on the comics panel is Durf, who you might know for his graphic novels My Friend Dahmer and more recently Kent State, Four Dead in Ohio, which tells the story of the shooting death of four Kent State University students by the Ohio National Guard in response to protests against the Vietnam War.
We've been selling tons of copies of Durf's Kent State. That came out during the pandemic. And so Durf normally would have been on a world tour and he would have been doing things all over, but he's got an incredible presentation to make about Kent State, and he hasn't been able to really do it except for virtually. So this is a really good opportunity for people locally to see him present Kent State and everything that went into it.
The final panel will feature Brad Ricca and Jake Kelly.
So Brad Ricca is, he writes narrative nonfiction, typically about historical events. He wrote Superboys, which was kind of a social history and biography of Siegel and Shuster, the Cleveland collaborators who invented Superman. And then he's done other things, but his latest book is, it's called 10 Days in a Madhouse, and it profiles the journalist Nellie Bly, who was active in the last century. She was an investigative journalist, and she went undercover into what they called a mental hospital in those days to chronicle the conditions. So he and his illustrating partner, Courtney Sia, they created this book called 10 Days in a Madhouse. And then sharing his session with him is Jake Kelly, who's a local artist and writer who is doing this series of books, comic books, that are about true crimes or episodes of Cleveland Vice in the past. And his latest book is about the Hells Angels in Cleveland.
This robust panel will be held from 1 to 5 p.m. in the Coventry branch of the Heights Libraries. Taking place outside of the library throughout the day, visitors can also enjoy a bounce house, a chalk festival and crafts in the Peace Park, a video game tournament for all ages at the Grog Shop, and local comic and arts vendors will have tables set up in Picar Park, which is outside of the grog shop. To cap it all off, you can settle down from a day of comics festivities with a free screening of Spider-Man No Way Home, which will take place at 8:30 p.m. in the Coventry Peace Park. Picar Park Comic Book Fest begins Saturday, August 20th at noon. More information and a full schedule of events can be found on our website at heightslibrary.org. Listen to the segment again at wjcu.org or heightslibrary.org. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/heightslibrary and follow us on Instagram at heightslibraries. Biblio Radio is a WJCU production in conjunction with Heights Libraries. Thanks for listening.